Now, I must say it is indeed a privilege to open the meeting this evening for our brother, Mr. Oliver. And I want to read a very simple passage that oftentimes we bring before the boys and girls in the Sunday school. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. And we'll read from verse 24. Therefore, this is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. Now, most of you here tonight know that we have just come through a series of gospel meetings, a series of gospel meetings the like that I personally have not had the privilege to sit under for as many as 30 years in Christ. What a wonderful series of gospel meetings. And we who have been saved by the grace of God, oftentimes when a series of gospel meetings like this comes to a close, we kind of feel empty. And really, we feel very sad. You know, we'd kind of like these meetings like these just to go on and on and on and on. But it's like all good things. All good things have to come to an end. So, what is even more sadder still is when these gospel meetings like these come to a close and we see men and women and boys and girls who have sat under the sound of the gospel for 4 straight weeks, and the meetings come to a close, and they are still not saved. They are still outside of Christ. They are still exposed to the holy and righteous wrath of God. And what is it? What is it that holds them back from coming to Christ? What is it that the devil uses to dangle and wave before their eyes to veil the truth of the glorious gospel of the grace of God from shining in unto their poor, darkened soul? What is it that makes it so difficult for men and women and boys and girls to just get located and just to see where they are, where they stand in the light of the great eternity that is before every individual here in this gospel meeting tonight? You know, it really wouldn't make a whole lot of difference if a man such as is before you tonight was going to be your judge. It really wouldn't matter all that much. But friends, tonight, we are going to stand before the God of all creation, the God who holds in His hand the breath of life. What is so important to you to hold you back from coming to Christ? Friends, tonight you must get located before God ever reached and saved me. It took me 17 years. I was 17 long years under the sound of the gospel before I could actually come to grips with the truth that I was indeed a sinner. And as a sinner, in the sight of God, I was lost. What makes it so difficult for men and women to get located? I can't help but think of the words of the great Apostle Paul, perhaps the greatest preacher that ever walked the face of the earth, when he said, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the eyes of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ might shine in unto them." Friends, here tonight, you must get located, and once you get located, it's just simply a matter of taking God at His word. The Lord Jesus says, "I come not." If you think for one minute that you're going to be in heaven because of your righteousness, because of the things that you can, your good deeds. Friends, tonight, listen, the Lord Jesus said these words, "I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18 and verse 11, we read this, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Friends, tonight, have you ever come to that point? Have you ever got to grips with the fact that you, in the sight of God, you're lost? You're lost. Years ago, you know, we were preaching on the street corner. And an elderly man, white-haired man, his son actually is in the meeting here tonight, and he stepped out into the little circle, and in a booming voice, he quoted Matthew 18 and 11, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And three times over, he quoted that verse, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And then he went on with his 5-minute little message. And after the meeting was over, I headed home. I'm heading down the street from my car, down Carroll Street. And you know, they used to have these little advertising benches along the street. And as I'm coming along, here is a dear old elderly woman. And she's sitting on the bench, and her shoes looked like they'd walked 1,000 miles, and her coat was all tattered and torn. But here she was, and she's sitting on the bench, and she's got her head in her hands. And as I came up to her, I heard her say, "I'm lost. I'm lost." And I came up to her, and I put my hand on her shoulder, and I said, "Ma'am, can I be of help you?" "Oh," she says, "I'm lost." And you know, poor naive me, I thought she was talking about she was lost in the big city of Vancouver. And I said, "Ma'am, if you just tell me your address, you just tell me your street address, tell me where you live, I'll see to it that you get home." "Oh," she says, "you don't understand. I'm lost. I'm lost."
And then the light clicked. That dear soul was talking about lost spiritually. She had, and I sat there for about 15 minutes and sought to pour into her ear the gospel. And you know, finally she sat up and she said, "Oh, I know where I am now. I can go home." You see, friends, tonight, she got located. She got located. She came to the point where she realized that she had heard the message of the gospel, and she came to the point and she realized exactly where she stood in the sight of God. She was lost. Now, friends, listen. In these gospel meetings that are past, it has been made unmistakably clear that as God looks down upon all manner of men, women, boys, and girls, He sees us in one of two classes. He sees us as saved or lost, in Christ or without Christ, on the rock or on the sinking sand. One or the other. There's no such a thing as a middle ground. No middle ground. And the Lord Jesus, as He is bringing to a close His Sermon on the Mount, He looks at all men and views them as builders. But He draws a line and He separates them into two classes. The wise builder and the foolish builder. And He explains very plainly just exactly what it is that makes the difference between the wise builder and the foolish builder. The wise builder is that one who takes the time to dig down, to go down to something solid and firm in order to put the foundation of his house on in view of the storm that is coming. But the foolish builder, he takes no thought. He just takes the easy way out, the easiest route, and he just plants it on sinking sand. Friends, tonight, listen. You get the picture, don't you? Every individual here in this gospel meeting tonight, we are builders, and we are builders for eternity. We're either building for heaven above, or we're building for hell beneath, one or the other. Now, we ask you, friends, tonight, what are you building on as a builder? What are you building on? Are you building on these ever-shifting sands on the ever-shifting sands of time, that when the storm comes, and believe me, friends, tonight, listen, the storm is coming. There is a storm approaching. When God will pour out meat upon every unsaved Christ rejecter, will pour out His holy, righteous wrath. What are you building on? Are you building on sand that is going to be washed away like so much, blown away like so much chaff? Or are you building on the rock, the solid rock, Christ Jesus? Friends, tonight, listen. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that's the only kind that are going to be in heaven. Sinners saved by grace. I can't tell you that Christ died for your sins. I can't do that. But I can tell you that Christ died for the ungodly. And I can tell you that Christ died for me because I have experienced it. I'm living in the good of it. But otherwise I would be attributing something to you that you never experienced. Friends, tonight, listen. We say it again. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You get located. You come to the point where you realize that you are a lost sinner. You realize that you are just exactly as God says you are, a sinner. Romans chapter 3. And it's just a simple matter of just simply taking God at His word, trusting in the finished work that He accomplished at Calvary. We trust that you might do so for His name's sake.